Armed Forces Radio Service presents The Jack Haley Show.
Centurama is the mighty drama of Milwaukee's history through the years. A panorama of our daring pioneers. A true narration of determination to go ever forward without fear. Into the future for another 100 years. Our men have the grit of their fathers to keep the old city in line. They'll build for a wonderful future, and the glorious past will be a guide for the task. It's never ending, but it's just the blending of the days ahead with long ago. Milwaukee's greeting to you as she says, hello.
And here is the star of our program, Jack Haley.
Hello, John.
Hiya, Jack.
Oh, I'm fine. Please. Say, John, I had a wonderful dinner at my house last night for my entire family. They're grand people.
You had a dinner at your house? Did you cook it yourself?
I didn't have to. Each of my aunts chipped in and brought something. Aunt Essie brought her candied yams. That's her specialty. Aunt Ada brought her plum pudding. That's her specialty. And Aunt Hattie brought her 18 children. They're grand people.
Onesie, twosie, I'll kiss youzie. Twosie, threesie, you kiss meezie. Threesie, foursie, kiss some moresie. Let's start counting higher. Foursie, fivesie, let's get livesie. Fivesie, sixie, hug me quicksie. Sixie, sevensie, this is hemsie. My heart's on a flyer.
Keep the numbers going till the song is done.
And love will keep on growing, and we'll have lots of fun. 70, 80, you're my datesy. 80, 90, ain't this finesy. 90, 10-sy, start againsy. Onesie, twosie, I love you-sy. Onesie, twosie, threesie, foursie. When we get to 4-Z, I'll kiss you some more-Z. 5-Z, 6-Z, 7-Z, 8-Z. When we get to 10-Z, we'll start all over again-Z. 1-Z, 2-Z, 3-Z, 4-Z, 5-Z, 6-Z, 7-Z, 8-Z, 9-Z, 10-Z, start again-Z. A 1-Z, a 2-Z. I love you.
Very late last night, Jack Haley had a tooth extracted. He is still a little groggy from the after effects. We find Jack trying to put up a grocery order for delivery. Eve Arden is helping him.
Oh, my jaw still hurts from that tooth.
Which one did you have pulled, Jack?
The one right in front.
Open your mouth and let me see it.
Oh, no, I won't. You'll laugh at me.
Oh, don't be silly, Jack. Open your mouth and let me see you smile.
Oh, all right. Hey, how does it look?
Very unusual. When you smile, your face looks like a picket fence with one of the slats missing.
Gee, I hated to lose that tooth. It was one of my favorites. In fact, I saved it and hung it here on my watch chain for good luck charm.
Oh, that's a cute idea. Let's see it. It's kind of a lavish-looking tooth. It's gold, studded with rubies.
That's my fraternity pin. The one next to it is my tooth. Come on, Eve. Help me carry this order out to the car so I can deliver it to Mrs. Ross.
Okay. The car's in the garage. Come on.
Gee, I hope I never have to have another tooth pulled again. It's no fun. When that dentist got through with me last night, I was so woozy, I don't even remember how I got home.
Oh, you men are such babies. Open the garage door and let's put this stuff in the jalopy.
All right, Eve, my car is gone. It's been stolen.
Now, don't get excited,
What do you mean, don't get excited? My car is gone. Somebody took it. I'm going to call the police. Come on, Eve. Let's get back to the store so I can report this right away.
Now, Jack, be calm and don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. The police in this town are very efficient. They'll get it back for me in no time.
Hello, police headquarters. Sergeant O'Houlihan's wife speaking.
The sergeant's wife. Look, I want to talk to the sergeant.
He ain't in today. Maybe I can help you. What seems to be your problem?
My car was stolen.
Well, don't worry. We'll help you get it back. Now, I have to ask you some questions. First, who stole your car?
I don't know who stole it.
Well, in that case, we won't be able to help you.
Oh, this is ridiculous. A woman at police headquarters. Is there a man there I can talk to?
Well, Detective Smythe is here if you want to talk to him. He's a little peculiar. He's been reading so many English detective stories, he thinks he's one of them.
I don't care who he thinks he is. Let me talk to him.
All right, but don't say I didn't warn you. Here he is.
Hello? Hello?
Bulldog Drummond of Scotland Yard speaking. I say, are you there, old boy?
Bulldog Drummond?
Righto. Is that you, Holmes?
No, this is Ailey.
What seems to be the trouble, old bean?
My car has been stolen, and I want you to do something about it.
Sorry, old bean, but we can't do anything about stolen cars. You see, this week we're having a drive on murders. It's sort of an old homicide week.
Oh, no. Eve, you talk to this guy. Maybe you can get someplace with him.
All right, give me the phone. Hello?
Bulldog Drummond of Scotland Yard speaking. Who is this?
This is the Hound of the Baskervilles. Look, our car was stolen, and we want you to find it.
Very well. I shall send out an alarm on the wireless. Cheerio, pip-pip, chin-up. Carry on in all that sort of silly rot. Ta-ta!
Fine, police department. With them on the job, you'll never get your car back.
I know. I got to have a car for business, too. What am I going to do? Wait a minute. I'm insured. The insurance company will get me another car. Let's go over to my insurance agent and make a claim.
Where is it?
It's the Horton Insurance Agency right down the street here. Come on, Eve. I guess that's the manager of the insurance agency over there. I beg your pardon, sir.
Oh, how do you do? Come right in.
Why, it's Edward Everett Horton.
Why, it's Jack Haley and,
Surely you remember me, Eddie.
Well, vaguely. You bear a slight resemblance to a woman.
Yes?
That's all.
Oh, come now, Eddie. You remember me. I'm Eve Arden. Last time I saw you, you made a date with me. In fact, you were so infatuated with me, you wanted to take me home to your mother.
Oh, yes, now I remember. That was the day I was mad at Mother and wanted to play a mean trick on her.
Well, that isn't the way you felt the night you took me out. If you recall, you kissed me.
I did? Oh, you're a lucky girl. I'll bet you never forgot that kiss.
I know. I've tried. Believe me.
Well, what are you doing in this insurance agency, Eddie?
Well, I own it, Jack. I own a string of these agencies. It's my sideline, really. I sell all kinds of insurance, accident, fire, theft. Of course, life insurance is our specialty. Can I interest you in a policy?
Eddie, I don't want to buy any life insurance. I'm here to collect on a claim.
All right. If you have a policy with us, we'll be glad to pay you off. Tell me first. How long have you been dead?
But I'm not dead. I'm alive.
Can you prove it?
Of course I can prove it. I'm as alive as you are.
You'll need better proof than that.
Look, Eddie, I'm talking about automobile insurance. My car was stolen. I want you people to replace it.
Well, of course, Jack, we'll replace it. We're a very reliable firm. We'll pay you the full price of the car. Now, what kind of a car was it?
It was a sleek, brand-new, streamlined...
1912 Essex.
Eve, please.
Mr. Haley, I just looked up your policy in our files, and I'm prepared to pay the full purchase price of the car. $91.23.
$91.23? But it was an expensive car. It was worth a fortune. And you had the nerve to offer me $91.23? I'll take it. Well, wait a minute. Where am I going to get a car for $91?
Jack, I guarantee you won't have any trouble getting a used car for that money. In fact, I'll drive you over to a used car lot and help you pick one out.
Okay, but first I'll have to go back to my store and tell John Lang that I'm going out to shop for a car this morning.
Well, in the meantime, I'll write out the check for your claim. I'll pick you up in my car at your store a little later.
Okay, come on, Eve. Let's get over to the store.
Woo, it's good to get back in the store again after that long walk.
Wait a minute, Eve. We're not in the store yet.
We're not?
No, I didn't hear the door open or the bell. Hey.
Okay, so you just came in.
Oh, fine.
Thank you. John Lang.
Yes, Jack.
We're going out again to look for a car.
Oh, Jack, let's rest a while. I'm tired.
Well, come right over to the fountain, Eve. I'll fix that feeling. Our singing star, David Street, accompanied by the Fountaineers, introduces a new ballad, the first radio performance of You Came In, David Street.
You came in, didn't even know that I was there. Then our eyes held each other in a silent stare. The words on our lips seemed to go without saying it, just as though we'd been praying it. And the answer was there. You came in, love awakened in my sleeping heart. Just one look, and I knew you were my missing part. And then, without warning, as suddenly as summer showers start, my life began when you came in. Just one look, and I knew you were my missing part. And then, without warning, as suddenly as summer showers start, my life began when you came in.
That was a very beautiful song, David. Oh, there's Eddie Horton now to pick us up, Eve. Let's get going.
Well, here I am, all ready to drive you over to the used car lot. Jump in.
Thanks, Eddie. Say, this is an unusual-looking car you've got here.
Yes, I know. The man I bought it from told me that the FHA built the body for him.
The FHA only builds houses.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Well, I guess that explains the washroom and the rumble seat. Come on now, come on, get in, will you?
This is a peculiar car, Eddie. Is that a pinball machine up front there?
Yeah, silly, isn't it? But you see, I bought this car from a gambler, and I left all his equipment in.
Well, let's get going.
Just a minute. First, I have to play the pinball machine.
What for?
Well, when the lights flash and it hits 28,000, it starts the motor.
Oh, forget it. Let's get going over to the used car lot.
Hello.
Here's a big lot. What's it say? Crazy Man Cronin. I heard he gives his cars away for practically nothing. How do you do? Are you Mr. Cronin?
Yes, yes, that's me, Crazy Man Cronin. Yes, Crazy Man Cronin, the man who gives his cars away at ridiculous prices.
Looks like I came to the right place. What have you got?
Anything you want. How about that beautiful Stanley steamer over there? You can have that for
$4,000. $4,000? I thought you gave them away for ridiculous prices.
Can you think of a more ridiculous price for a Stanley steamer?
Haley wants a cheaper car.
Very well. We have cheaper cars if he wants. Now take this one. It's our special convertible. You just press this button here.
And the top goes up?
No, the bottom falls out. And it's all his for only $1,500.
But I don't want to spend that much money for a car.
Well, how much do you want to spend?
I'm prepared to go as high as $91.
Oh, you rash, impetuous spendthrift. You can have this car over here for $91.
Well, that's not a bad-looking job, Jack.
I don't want that car. Look at it. It only has front wheels.
So what? What if the back does drag a little?
It's a beautiful car, mister. It's the fastest model we have on the lot.
Hold on, Jack. This car can't be fast. I just examined it and it hasn't got a motor.
I know. It never had a motor.
Well, how's it run?
Underneath. Galley slave.
Jack, look, there's a good-looking car over there. I like the looks of that one. Has a lot of extra equipment on it, too. Klaxon horns, spotlights, and white sidewall tires.
Yeah, that one has got a lot of extra stuff. But wait a minute. Why has it got a boxing glove hanging over each headlight?
Oh, that's a very practical accessory. When this car meets a woman driver, it can fight back.
I don't think I want that car. Cronin, do you have a car for $91, or don't you?
Well, I have a car parked two blocks down the street that you can have sight unseen.
Does it have a motor and four wheels? Does it run?
I guarantee it. All you'll need is some gasoline.
All right, I'll take it. Here's my check.
And say, Jack, if you need gas for it, I'll run down the street and get a can of gasoline, and I'll meet you at the car.
Thanks, Eddie. Come on, Eve. Let's go down and see that car. Maybe I can push it to the gas station and meet Eddie there.
Oh, you're not strong enough to push a car, Jack. What we need is a big, strong, husky, muscular man.
Like me, Miss Arden.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Jellison.
How are you, Jelly?
What seems to be the trouble, Mr. Haley?
Oh, I just bought a car, and I think I'm going to have trouble getting it started. We need somebody to give us a push.
Well, I'll go home and get my wife. She's strong. Whenever we have trouble with our car, Mrs. Jellison starts it.
Oh, does she push it?
Oh, no. She just lifts up the rear end and spins the back wheel.
Well, thank you, Jelly, but all we need is somebody strong enough to push us to the gas station.
Oh, I can do that. I'm powerfully built. Just feel the muscle in my arm.
Let's see.
Did you ever see anything as solid as that?
Just once when I squeezed mashed potatoes, I hear. Jelly, who are you trying to kid? You're not strong.
Oh, yes, I am. It isn't commonly known, but when I was in college, I was a champion wrestler. I wrestled the champs of all the other colleges. For 4 years, I beat all comers. And in my last year, I made a mistake, and I lost.
What happened?
I got too cocky and wrestled a man.
I didn't know you were a college man, Jelly.
Oh, yes, Miss Arden. Oh, those college days were wonderful.
Did you really enjoy them, Jelly?
Oh, yes. It was in college that I met my wife. It was such a romantic meeting.
Well, tell us about it, Jelly.
Well, they were building a new sorority house in the campus, and I happened to be strolling by when I saw Mrs. Jellison standing there. Oh, she was something to behold as she stood there, leaning against the foundation.
Oh, was she one of the sorority girls?
No, she was one of the bricklayers.
Oh, let's not stand here, Eve. Let's get going. I'm anxious to see my car.
What was that?
That's the telephone.
How could a telephone ring in the middle of the street?
I don't know, but let's not argue about it.
wonder where the car is. The guy said it was two blocks from the lot, and this is two blocks.
Well, I don't know. I don't see it. Jack, brace yourself. I see it.
Where?
Over there. That thing that looks like an exploded booby trap.
Oh, no, not that.
That's it.
That can't be my car. That looks like something Ray Milland saw in the last week... the lost weekend. All right, the last lost weekend. That's terrible looking.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's kind of sporty. I like the way it jauntily leans up against the lamppost. With its hood pulled down at a rakish angle over its fenders. There's something sort of cute about it.
I don't mind that, but I resent the nonchalant way it stands there with its wheels crossed. Just look at that car. It sags in the middle.
So what? You're the only man in town with a sway-backed automobile.
Hey, Jack, here I am, back with the gasoline. Oh, my goodness. Who left this dead horse in the middle of the street?
That's my car.
Your car? Certainly it's a dejected-looking thing, isn't it? Word, look at it. It looks as if it didn't give a hoot. What kind of a car is it, Jack? What make is that?
It's a Lincoln.
Lincoln? Oh, now I know what Abe made with all those rails he split.
Well, maybe it's not as bad as it looks. Come on, let's get in the car and we'll take a ride. Now, I'll just sit here at the wheel and... it certainly has a low seat. All I can see are the foot pedals.
No wonder. There's no floorboard and you're sitting in the gutter.
No floorboard? How am I going to hold myself up to drive it?
Well, Jack, here. I'll lend you my suspenders and we'll lash you to the steering wheel.
Never mind. I'll just brace myself against the seat. Now to start it. Here, Eve. Take this crank and turn the motor over.
Jack, I don't know anything about cranking a car.
There's nothing to it. All you have to do is put the crank in the little hole in the radiator and spin it.
Well, all right. Here I go.
Not so fast, Steve. You're spinning the whole car around. Not so fast.
Sorry, Jack, but I can't start it.
Oh, we'll have to push it over the top of the hill so we can get rolling. Eddie, I'll steer, and you grab hold of the door and push. And Eve, you grab hold of the front fender and pull. All together now. One, two, three.
Oh, this is tough work. It's not budging.
Well, pull a little harder.
All right. Oh, now we're moving. Say, we're picking up speed. In fact, we're going along pretty good now.
Eve, come back here with that fender. Eddie, where are you?
I'm over here with the door. Shall I bring it back or wait till you catch up with me?
Oh, come on, let's push it, you two. Now push hard, both of you. There, we're moving. Just a little further and we'll be over the top of the hill. All right, we made it. Jump in. Eve, you get in front of me. Eddie, you get in the back.
Now we're really rolling along, aren't we?
Yeah, you know this. Gosh, it makes a lot of noise, doesn't it? This is really a good car to drive and handle so easily. The steering wheel feels so light in my hand.
Well, it should. It just came off the shaft.
Holy smoke, I can't control the car. What are we going to do?
Look out, Jack. You're going to run into that parked car there.
I can't help it. Brace yourself. We're going to crash into it. Off the radiator.
Don't bother. Just let me lie here and I'll dangle over the end like a foxtail.
Well, Jack, you certainly banged up your car and you didn't do any good to the one you ran into either.
Yeah, and the one I ran to is a mess, isn't it? It's... Holy smoke! Look, Eve, it's my car!
The one you thought was stolen?
Yeah, now I remember. It wasn't stolen. I was so woozy last night when I left the dentist's office, I parked it here and the dentist drove me home in his car.
Well, now that you've got your car back, Jack, you owe me $91.23. That's what I paid you for your claims.
Well, I'll let you keep the used car I bought for that money. Drive it away, Eddie. It's all yours.
What are you talking? What am I going to do with that old wreck? I can't drive it. It's all pushed together. It looks like an accordion.
Well, if it looks like an accordion, you can't drive it. There's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Learn to play it, son. Learn to play it.
singing star of our show, David Street, now sings a new romantic ballad, And Then I Looked at You.
The stars above were as lovely as could be. The magic moonlight was beautiful to see. A thrilling sky, a lonely sigh, and then I looked at you. The breath of springtime, the lilacs on the tree, the scent of roses, music of the sea, they seem so rare, beyond compare. And then I looked at you. To have to hold, to kiss you, was just a fantasy. And yet I hold, I kiss you. You're my reality. And now the stars will be carpets for your feet. The moon-dipped flowers, though lovely, can't compete. The breath of spring had everything. And then I look at you. To have to hold, to kiss you, was just a fantasy. And yet I hold, I kiss you. You're my reality. Now the stars will be carpet for your feet. The moon-dipped flowers, though lovely, can't compete. The breath of spring had everything. And then I looked at you.
Show rebroadcast as a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.